I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We asked you to name a square in Moscow where three train stations are located. Well, the answer to our geo-quiz is Komsomolskaya Square. As we mentioned a minute ago, its nickname is Three Stations. And Three Stations is also the title of the latest Arkady Renko novel by Martin Cruz Smith. Mr. Smith, your Moscow police detective Arkady Renko is thrown into this latest whodunit of yours, which takes the reader into this sordid world of Russian pimps, prostitutes, and black market baby sellers. Take us into the neighborhood, though, of these three stations. What's it like there?
Well, during the day, it's just sort of a tumult of hundreds of thousands of people coming and going. It's sort of the main artery, sort of the jugular vein of Moscow. And in the evening, well, around midnight, it becomes a different place. You have pimps, you have prostitutes, you have runaway kids by the score, and you have mugging. I mean, I've been in a tunnel there, and while the mugging was taking place 2 feet away. If I had not been with a detective for the grace of God, would have gone me.
And is this only in the current day, or has this been the situation in three stations for a long time, even during the Soviet era?
A long
era?
Time.
Really?
Well, it wouldn't have happened so blatantly in the Soviet era. Things were so tamped down. But it's been that way for quite a long time.
To help orient our listeners, Martin Cruz Smith, Gorky Park was your first Arkady Renko novel. William Hurt portrayed Renko in the 1983 film. Let's have a taste of that.
Winter is almost over.
Exactly. And me, a Siberian, I'm used to the cold.
Is your heart cold, too?
What?
The girl wearing your skates, about your age. Two others were found with her, also murdered. Their faces were cut off.
What is this to do with me? What do you want?
Think back. Any idea who took your skates?
I suspect everyone.
So do I.
So Martin Cruz Smith, that was 1983, and the film captured, as your book did, the kind of cold and snowy place, foreign, because it was close to the West. The vibe was, you know, depressive, both psychically and economically. How has Arkady Renko changed as Russia has changed, do you think?
He's gotten a little harder, and Russia's gotten a little harder. There was a classless quality to the old regime. In other words, the guy who was sort of getting in your way, the hustler, who was, of course, a member of the party, he'd get an extra sausage. He'd get more time in the cafeteria. He might get ahead in the line for a car. But you didn't find millionaires and you didn't find billionaires in those. And there's a nostalgia in Russia for that old sense of equality.
You know, Russia was a cryptic place. It still is kind of a cryptic place, at least before the fall of the Iron Curtain. You know, we thought we had our stereotypes kind of sorted, but now we don't even have the stereotypes sorted. Talk about how Russia is now a different place, but still cryptic for you.
Well, it always will be cryptic, and it'll be very boring and disappointing for me if I ever do understand Russia. But it's become a place where there was a certain tension at that time. That there is a degree of it now, but there really used to be some menace to the place and a sense of consequences if you made the wrong choice, went to the wrong place, talked to the wrong person. But what should be kind of an evolution, but it moves in curious steps.
The book also introduces us, let's not forget, to these places and people who are involved in human trafficking in various forms. Did you set your story in that world? Because many Russians do seem to be deeply tangled up in trafficking, both as the trafficked and the traffickers.
It's really pathetic because these women who are intelligent women, fall for the same old story. You know, come to Paris, come to Berlin, come to Tel Aviv, and be a model, secretary, receptionist, personal assistant. And they get there and they find themselves trapped in a brothel. They are slaves. They're sex slaves. Mm. And of course, another thing that caught my eye was the traffic in children. It's very ironic to me that, you know, the two places where child prostitutes gather, one is the Bolshoi and the other is the Lubyanka, the feared prison of Moscow. And there are 30,000, estimated 30,000 homeless kids in Moscow, and they have to survive one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, you paint some scenes that really, I mean, make the reader want to turn away, which is a testament to your writing, of course. Do you live there for extended periods of time? I mean, how are you able to crawl inside these elemental parts of the Russian character and the place today?
I only go there for a couple of weeks at a time.
Like once a year or twice a year?
Well, when I'm writing about it, two or three times a year. And my secret is that I listen to Russians. I don't go there and tell them who they are or who they should be, and I certainly don't expect them to be like Americans, because they are very different. They've lived with in a compromised society for so long. That is compromised that everybody. It used to be that the KGB had something on everybody, and you didn't know who your friends were, and your best friend might be informing on you, but that didn't mean he wasn't your best friend. So there was a sort of a Mebius kind of quality to it, in which somebody could be an enemy and friend at the same time, and that subtlety of relationships has passed for good or bad.
What does the KGB have on you? Have you ever submitted a Freedom of Information Act kind of
they
request?
Sort of, you know, it was funny. The what they did, of course, it was the best promotion I ever had, is that back when Gorky Park came out, the Russians attacked it, which got the attention of the Western press. I've never had any trouble when I'm in Russia. I had trouble for a while getting back into Russia after Gorky Park, but I'm just surprised that I'm still writing about Russia. Well, the first time with Gorky Park, I thought, okay, I've done my Russian book. And it's a little bit like somebody said, they played the piano, they learned one piece, and said, now I'm done with the piano. And I decided, finally, I reached some sanity and thought, well, that's only one song. Surely you can think of some more of that instrument. And that's what Arkady is, my instrument.
Martin Cruz Smith, author of Three Stations, the latest crime novel in the Arkady Renko series. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's close today's program with recent music from Russia. This is singer Valeria. It'll be hard to find her music here. We actually got this through a music shop not far from Three Stations in Moscow. The song is from her album, Out of Control. By the way, you can see a video of Martin Cruz Smith discussing his work and Russia at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.